One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are moments in life when the ordinary blurs with the extraordinary. When the shadows in the corners of your home seem to watch you. And the whisper of your name is carried by the wind. But no one is there. For one family, these moments didn't just happen once. They became a constant, an unsettling presence that followed them from house to house, never letting them feel truly safe. Imagine this. You're alone with your children, your husband miles away, and your oldest son suddenly hears a voice, a woman's voice close to his ear, but no one is there. In the quiet moments of the night when you're alone in your room, the unmistakable sound of breaking glass jolts you from sleep. You rush downstairs, heart racing, and there you find two wine glass stems perfectly standing upright while the shattered glass rolls aimlessly on the counter. What do you do when there is no explanation, no logical reason? But the haunting didn't stop there. The strange occurrences followed, one after another, escalating in ways that would make any rational mind question what's real. Items thrown across the room when no one is there, mysterious footprints on new soap bars and whispers in the dark. This family couldn't escape it, no matter how far they ran. Could it be coincidence? Or was something far more sinister at work? Let's get to the letter. They write, "The year was 1999. At the time, I was raising six children, my youngest still to be born the following year. My husband, a long-distance truck driver, was often away on his routes, leaving me alone to manage the house and the kids. We lived in a small town, tucked away from the hustle and bustle of city life. I'd gotten used to being alone, even though I always felt something. Something was never quite right in that house. It was a typical summer afternoon, and five of my children were playing outside in the yard, enjoying the warmth of the day. My second eldest, Anthony, who was 10 at the time, stayed inside with me. He was upstairs in his room, and I was downstairs, busy with household chores. Then, Anthony came rushing down the stairs, his face pale, his eyes wide with fear. He could hardly speak, his breath shallow. "What's wrong, love?" I asked, immediately concerned. He was shaking, his small frame trembling as if he'd seen something terrible. He explained in a quivering voice that while he was upstairs, he had heard a woman's voice. It was close to his ear, but he couldn't make out what the voice said. He was too scared to look around. He didn't know what to make of it, and neither did I. At first, I tried to convince myself that it was just his imagination, but deep down, something didn't sit right. A few months passed, and the memory of that moment started to fade. It was just a brief scare, I thought. Then Jeanette, a good friend of mine, came over one evening. We had a few glasses of wine while catching up. It was a pleasant night filled with laughter and stories of old times. She left around 11:30 p.m. and I stayed behind, alone in the house. It didn't take long before I felt that familiar unease creeping back in. I went to bed that night, but sleep didn't come easily. My mind raced with thoughts, and I kept glancing around the room as if expecting something to appear out of the shadows. Then, in the early hours of the morning at precisely 4:45 a.m., I was suddenly jolted awake by a loud crash. It sounded like glass shattering. My heart pounded in my chest. Was someone breaking in? Had a window been shattered? I was terrified, but I had to check. I took a deep breath and gathered the courage to go downstairs. What I found in the kitchen left me speechless. Two wine glass stems were standing perfectly upright on the counter. The shattered glass tops, they were rolling around on the sink drainer as if they'd been cast aside by some invisible force. There was no explanation for what I saw. I didn't have a cat, no animals of any kind, and all my children were sound asleep upstairs. How could this be? Why were the glass stems standing upright? My body was frozen in place, and a strange sensation swept over me, a feeling of being watched, like something was lingering just behind me. I couldn't shake it. I didn't know what to make of it, but I knew deep down that this was something I couldn't explain away. As unsettling as the glass incident was, I tried to put it out of my mind. I convinced myself it was an odd accident, a freak occurrence. After all, I'd lived in this house for 3 years, and it had always felt strange. But this was different. Something had changed, something I couldn't ignore anymore. A few weeks later, we made the decision to move. We found a larger house and began the process of packing up. We bought an old hairdresser's shop, hoping to turn it into our dream home. It had plenty of room for the children to grow. We were ready for a new chapter, away from the strange happenings in our old place. But little did we know, the haunting wasn't done with us, not by a long shot. One evening, my husband and I were standing in the kitchen discussing plans for a new kitchen. It was late, around 10 p.m., and all the kids were asleep upstairs. The house was quiet, almost too quiet. Suddenly, we both heard it. Small objects seemingly thrown through the air, landing with soft thuds. Skittles, Smarties, a handful of small change. They hit the ground around us as if someone had tossed them from down the long hallway. We both froze, looking at each other in disbelief. My husband ran down the hall, then quickly up the stairs, thinking one of the kids must have been messing around, but when he reached the rooms, all the children were still in their beds, fast asleep. There was no one there. This was different. The house felt alive in a way that was unsettling. We didn't know what to think. How could this be happening? It was as though something was actively trying to communicate with us, but we couldn't make sense of it. Then came the knocking, soft at first, barely audible, but unmistakable. Every night it would start at around 4 a.m., sharp, deliberate knocks on the window of my daughter's bedroom. She would look out each time, but there was never anyone there, just the empty yard. We grew used to it, almost complacent. These strange things had been happening for so long now that we began to question whether we were just imagining it all. Was it the house? Or was it something deeper, something more sinister? We would soon find out, though, that things were about to escalate even further. The paranormal activity didn't stop. In fact, it only grew more intense as time went on, feeding into the growing sense of dread we couldn't shake. The house itself seemed to be alive, harboring something that was determined to make itself known. One evening, my husband stayed up late to watch a movie alone. The children were all asleep, and I'd long since gone to bed myself. I heard him get up and move around downstairs, but I was too tired to investigate. Then I was suddenly jolted awake by his voice, urgently calling my name from downstairs. I could hear the panic in his voice as he shouted up to me. "Come down here, quickly," he yelled. I ran downstairs in a panic, my heart pounding in my chest. When I reached the bottom of the stairs, my husband was standing frozen in the living room, his face pale. He was staring at something in the corner of the room. "Look," he whispered, his voice barely audible. I followed his gaze and at first saw nothing. But then, as my eyes adjusted to the dim light, I noticed it. a mass. It wasn't quite like anything I'd seen before. It was dark, like a shadow, but it moved with purpose, stretching from the far corner of the room toward him. The shape was about 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide, and it seemed to be growing larger the closer it got. I felt my blood run cold. I took a step back, but my husband stayed rooted to the spot, unable to move. We watched in disbelief as the black mass slowly drifted toward him, a shapeless, shifting entity that seemed to defy the laws of nature. As it came within 6 feet of him, it suddenly faded, disappearing into thin air as if it had never been there at all. We were left standing in the room, shaken, unable to speak. My husband turned to me, his face etched with fear. "What the hell was that?" he asked, his voice trembling. We had no answers. The unease that had settled in the house seemed to deepen with every passing day. The strange occurrences continued, each one more unsettling than the last. Then one night, it got even worse. My daughter, who had always been the brave one, began hearing things from her room. The sound of a child running across the roof of the garage conversion we had turned into her bedroom. It was impossible. The roof was far too high for any child to be up there. But the sound was unmistakable. Thump, 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 like little feet scrambling across the roof. But when she looked out, there was nothing to see, just the empty night sky. It was around this time that my daughter had a strange request. Christmas was just around the corner, and I decided to buy each of the kids their own chopper bikes. My daughter was thrilled, but she insisted that her bike be kept in her downstairs bedroom. She adored it, and every night she would check on it, as though she was afraid someone would take it. One night she was woken from her sleep by something crashing to the floor. She bolted up, frightened, and rushed to the source of the noise. What she found made her heart race. Something had been thrown at her bike, and not just any object. Something that didn't belong in our house. It was a small pair of wooden boots, about 2 inches by 3 inches, with a rubber outer coating. The design was odd, almost toy-like, but definitely out of place. They had no business being in our home. I thought they were part of some old doll or a children's toy, but we had no such items. We threw them away, assuming they were some strange coincidence. The next morning, the trash had been taken by the bin men, and I thought that was the end of it. But it wasn't. Years later, we had moved again. We thought we were finally free of whatever had been haunting us. But one morning, my daughter came to me holding the very same black boots we had thrown away all those years ago. They had reappeared on her bedroom windowsill as if they'd never left. By now, the experiences had grown even more unsettling. The black shapes, the whispers in the dark, the cold sensation of being watched, it was relentless. And it wasn't just us. Even our dog, who had once been the picture of a fearless companion, became terrified. Every time we opened the living room door, she would run and hide in the kitchen. It was strange behavior for a dog who had never shown fear before. Something was still here with us. But why? And how was it able to follow us from house to house? No matter where we went, no matter how far we ran, it always found us. There was no escaping it. And then there was the soap. It sounds odd, I know, but this was something I could never explain. Every time we placed a brand new, unused bar of soap in the bathroom, something strange would happen. By morning, the soap would be covered in deep indentations, as if someone or something had wrapped their fingers tightly around it. And it wasn't just a few dents here and there. The indents were so clear, so distinct, that they looked like they had been made by a human hand. But there was no one in the house, no one to explain the marks, and it wasn't just once or twice, it happened again and again, with 6 different bars of soap over the years. Each one met the same strange fate. So what was happening? Was it just a series of strange coincidences? Or was there something more to it, something that connected all these events together? And most disturbingly of all, why did the presence that followed us seem to get stronger with each passing day? As we close the letter, there are a number of unsettling details that remain unresolved. Was it simply the result of an overactive imagination, a series of coincidental oddities, or something far darker at play? Let's reflect on the events that have unfolded so far. On the surface, the family's experiences could be written off as just strange occurrences, odd noises, unexplained physical phenomena. Yet there is an underlying pattern that cannot be easily dismissed. The continuous repetition of these unsettling events, from the mysterious voice that startled young Anthony to the black boots that reappeared years later, suggests something far more insidious at work. Could it be that the family's collective fear and anxiety brought these phenomena into being? Some experts suggest that high levels of stress can manifest as psychosomatic experiences, where the mind creates disturbances to match the emotional turbulence. This psychological explanation doesn't fully account for the persistence of the experiences, though, especially considering the physical signs left behind, like the indentations on the soap or the objects thrown at the family, without any apparent cause. These strange acts are hard to rationalize through the lens of human psychology alone. Then, there's the more chilling possibility. Could this family be dealing with some kind of attachment, a malevolent force that has latched on to them? There are accounts of families experiencing this type of paranormal phenomenon where an entity follows them from house to house, never letting them go. The fact that the haunting grew stronger over time and continued to manifest no matter where they moved supports the idea that whatever followed them was not confined to a single location. Perhaps this attachment has its roots in something unresolved, an entity or force that feeds on the fear of those it targets. The black mass, the whispering voices, and the eerie soap incidents, these could all be manifestations of an unseen force that seeks to make its presence known in ever more intrusive ways. What's truly chilling is the way the events seem to increase in intensity over the years. The family's initial shock faded into acceptance, almost complacency, as they grew used to the presence of the unseen. But the fear was always there, lurking beneath the surface. It's a reminder of how the mind can bend under the weight of constant tension. And yet the question remains, what is this presence? Is it a spirit, a manifestation of collective fear, or something else entirely? Can we ever truly escape the things that haunt us? As we look back on this family's experiences, we're left with more questions than answers. The haunting persists, unresolved, leaving us with a sense of unease that refuses to fade. And perhaps in time we will discover the answers, but for now the mystery lingers, as eerie and unsettling as ever. And so we are left to wonder, is this haunting still ongoing, or has the family finally escaped the unseen forces that once tormented them? Some stories, it seems, are never truly over.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. PSI.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No